In many immigrant families in the U.S., the legal status of family members is mixed, as some parents might have entered the country illegally, but their children born here are U.S. citizens. For these families, one of the most nerve-wracking thoughts is being separated. The Mexican consulate in Boston says for people in the U.S. from Mexico, that fear is more real now than ever. Consul General Emilio Rabassa.
Should I go out and drive? Would I be detained in my car? What about my kids if they are at school? And how would they know where I am? This sort of thing. Yes, it has created certain level of anxiety. Not panic, but anxiety levels, yes.
It's anxiety driven recently by President Trump's attempted crackdown on immigration. Rabassa has been urging families to get updated Mexican passports and birth certificates for all of their children, whether they were born in the U.S. or in Mexico. He tells us requests for legal documents have doubled since the political changeover in Washington in January. We met him in the basement of St. George's Episcopal Church in Central Falls, Rhode Island, on a recent day when the consulate was holding one of its monthly outreach programs in different New England cities. He has a long desk set up on one side of the room where six consulate workers are taking down information and snapping photos of families seeking Mexican passports or birth certificates. There are more than 100 people crammed in the church basement waiting to be called to the table.
Imelda Hernandez.
Imelda Hernandez.
On one side of the room, some folks grab coffee or empanadas at a small concession stand to pass the time, but most just sit tight and wait, like the Martinez family. The family is trying to get Mexican passports and birth certificates for their three U.S.-born children. 44-year-old Vincent Martinez arrived in the U.S. 15 years ago. He tells us he has permission to work through the cleaning company that employs him, but he doesn't have permanent residency. And as with many other immigration cases, his status is not completely clear. The legal challenges are made more complex by a language barrier. Like many families, Martinez relies on one of his children to translate between Spanish and English. He tells us through his 18-year-old daughter, Amy, that he's worried about the political climate.
He says that it wasn't this difficult and harsh before with the new changes in the government by the president. So he didn't have to worry about it back then, but now it's a top kind of change.
Does he fear being forced to leave this country?
¿Tienes miedo de que te saquen del país?
Pues no miedo, sino que...
He says it's not really fear, it's more of like a what-if question. Like, what if this happens, what if that? He would be prepared.
Amy Martinez is a first-year accounting student at Rhode Island College. Like all the Martinez children, she was born in the U.S. I asked her if the possibility of the family being separated ever crossed her mind. It hadn't, she said, until her father started raising it.
I've never, until he started talking and, like, watching the news and started talking about it in, like, family dinner. And he informs us, and then it kind of comes into your mind. Like, he, like, drills it into your mind, like, what ifs. They're more like what ifs questions.
Sitting near the Martinez family is a 40-year-old woman who didn't want to give her name because she doesn't have legal documentation. She's been living in Rhode Island for nearly 13 years, supported by her husband who works clamming. It's their only source of income. She spoke to us while waiting for passports for her children, her 2-year-old son and her daughter, Belinda. In this case, it's Belinda who speaks in English about these difficult topics, and Belinda is just 11 years old.
Que me diga que me vaya y deje yo mis hijos o otra cosa.
She's not worried about her leaving, but her children, like leaving them or like leaving without them or like not being with them anymore.
So she's worried about maybe going back and you. Her being separated from you and your brother?
Yes.
I see.
I asked Belinda's mom what would happen if she had to go back to Mexico. Would her American-born children go with her, or would she find some way for them to stay in the U.S.? Again, 11-year-old Belinda translates.
Todos nos vamos para México.
Everyone leaves to Mexico.
Our conversation about this difficult topic broke down when both Belinda and her mom teared up and couldn't speak anymore. Consul General Rabassa, who's nearby surveying the crowd and this operation, says getting passports for kids is important because then, if parents are deported, their children go with them instead of being left behind and possibly ending up in the U.S. foster care system. He tells us the separation scenario is what he fears most, too.
There is nothing more disastrous to a kid than separation. You can tell your kids whatever, that you lost your job, that you are whatever. But the sole idea that they won't have their mom and their dad, that is disastrous. Disastrous. We have to avoid that in every way, in every sense.
No one knows exactly what's coming from Washington, but the worst, from their point of view, is clearly what these folks are preparing for. Mexican consulate officials in the room are distributing a handout in Spanish titled Know Your Rights. With script in bold, it tells folks if confronted by an immigration agent, they can say, I want to remain silent, I don't consent to a search, and I want to speak to a lawyer. Also in the handouts are wristbands they can wear with a hotline number to phone for assistance. WBUR's Yasmin Emmer produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.